This is From Lost to Hope with your host, Jackie Stubblefield. I walk alongside with you who have lost loved ones, health, and home to a place of hope and joy as we study and trust in the truth of God's Word. This is Episode 6, 9 Things to Remember When We Pray for Strength in Difficult Times. We are sometimes timid about praying, but the Lord just wants us to talk to Him normally. When we're emptying our heart, it will become more second nature. Here are 9 things to remember when we pray for strength in difficult times. Number 1, why is prayer important? 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18. Rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. There are 3 things Paul mentions in this verse that are God's will for His people. Rejoice, pray, and give thanks in all circumstances. Prayer is important because God wants us to do it. He desires to communicate with us. It's a part of His will for our lives, and we want to be a part of that will when we pray for strength. He wants us to pray continually. This does not mean we have to be on our knees every minute, but to keep an attitude of prayer throughout the day. It helps us to depend on Him. Number 2, God wants us to express our need for Him in prayer. Matthew 7:7-8. Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks, receives. The one who seeks, finds. And to the one who knocks, the door will be opened. Who else is so willing to patiently hear our needs and answer them? He wants us to ask Him. Knock, and the door is open. He loves His children so much, and He wants their joy. Our faith plays a big part when we pray for strength. We often feel like God doesn't want to be bothered. He's too big to be concerned about us. Not true. He wants the best for all of His children. Romans 8:28. And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose. Number 3, we need our prayer to be in God's will when we pray for strength. 1 John 5:14. This is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. God does want to hear our prayer, but we need to be careful not to ask for requests that are not in His will. Well, how do we know? Well, first, the Bible's full of reasons not to go to God for. If our attitude is not what it should be, that's a good reason to confess it before we make our request. We can have the confidence that He hears us when we are in His will. Studying the Bible helps us to discern His will. Number 4, we are to pray in Jesus' name. John 14:13-14. And I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. You may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it. Jesus is telling us that if we ask in His name, the Father is then glorified in His Son. If we do this, He will answer our prayer. When we accept Jesus Christ as our Savior, He becomes our righteousness. Praying in His name gives us direct access to God the Father. We are honoring Jesus for what He did for us. Number 5, The Holy Spirit helps us when we pray for strength. In the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. We do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit Himself intercedes for us through wordless groans. And He who searches our hearts knows the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for God's people in accordance with the will of God. How great is it to have God the Holy Spirit supporting us in our prayers? This is another way we can know what to pray for. He will help guide us as we pray. He takes our muddled speech and He cleans it up so God is pleased with it. Many times I'm not sure of what to say or even how to say it. Knowing the Holy Spirit at work should help our confidence as we pray. When we pray, the Holy Spirit teaches us. This leads to spiritual growth. Number 6, praying will give peace. Philippians 4:6-7. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Oh, these verses are packed with the power of prayer. We are to go in every situation to God in prayer and let Him know what's going on and request His help. This doesn't mean that God's not aware of our life, but He wants us to tell Him about it. He wants to be a part of our life. We need to remember to thank Him at this time so He knows how much we appreciate His help in the past. When we are obedient in prayer, we have a peace beyond anything we've experienced before. Number 7, we need to believe in prayer. Matthew 21:22. If you believe, you will receive whatever you ask for in prayer. In this passage, Jesus is talking to His disciples. He had just cursed the fig tree because it was fruitless, and it died. The disciples were amazed, and Jesus told them they could do the same if they believed. Prayer is powerful, but you have to believe it will work. We go to God realizing He has the power to do anything, and this encourages us as we pray for strength. Number 8. Why does God answer? Psalm 91:14-16. Because He loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him. I will protect him, for he acknowledges my name. He will call on me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver and honor him. With long life, I will satisfy him in showing my salvation. This is a beautiful passage, not only to the ear, but to the heart. Why does God answer? Because of our love for Him. We can't truly love God unless we know Him. We can't know Him without Jesus Christ. He protects and helps and showers us with blessings because of His Son, Jesus. The love we have did not come from us, but God. It is because He loves us first that we can give it back to Him. Number 9. Jesus' example to follow when we pray for strength. Matthew 6:9-13. This then is how you pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, so we have also forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. One of the reasons Jesus came to earth is to be our example. This sample prayer shows us the important things we should remember when praying. First, we should acknowledge who God is, giving Him praise and honor, and accept His will in our life. Then we thank Him for His provision, because it only comes from Him. Here we ask for provision for others. We then confess our sin and ask for protection from the evil one. This does not mean we recite this when we pray, as it's a guide to how we approach our Lord. The more we rely on the Lord and talk to Him, the more we will grow spiritually. Study the Lord's Prayer to learn more about how we should pray. We would love to hear from you about your prayer life and growing in the Lord. Please remember to follow From Lost to Hope to be notified when the podcast airs.